Reformed Church.
I was just looking at David and Joseph both, and I've mentioned before to you about David and how it's kind of cool to see that whatever the Lord was speaking to David when he was a shepherd was producing certain results in him then. And that resulted in miracles regarding him in battle. That's actually like a thing the Lord was producing in him, right? And I've mentioned this to you before, but that's what he would, you know, fight off a bear or a lion coming to attack the sheep. And that was a particular thing the Lord was working in him. The Lord was speaking things to him at the time, and it was producing certain miracles in him. Certain giftings, the Bible would call that, right? When the Lord uses you for a specific office, the Bible would call that like a gift of the Spirit. And there are different administrations, different offices, different things God can work through you to sort of specialize in something for the benefit of the body, right? But battle was something that you saw. There were sort of war miracles that God was producing in David. And then it kind of upgraded to with Goliath, right? And that's how David was said to already have proven that methodology, right? He told Saul that he hadn't proven using armor, but he had proven a certain methodology in fighting, and that was him trusting the Lord. And God had spoken things to him early on that prepared him for Goliath, and even Goliath and him trusting the Lord there, God speaking to him, him trusting the Lord there, prepared him for even working for Saul after that, because he was a leader of Saul's armies even before he was king. And then it just so happens when he became king, he had war all his life. And all of these things, one thing, it wasn't just that, like, oh, God put him in these circumstances to prepare him for this. It's that the word that God spoke to David, which clearly produced these miracles, because we know that miracles only happen by the hearing of faith, according to Galatians, right? Galatians chapter 3, I believe. That what you hear is what produces the miracles. So, and then furthermore, when David was king, not only did he have war all his life, and God showed him miraculous victories, like angels fighting with him, and the Lord, you know, causing his enemies to be defeated before him, as also we have promises as well, but he saw these particular results in his life. Not only that, but David had a group of men called David's Mighty Men, and they saw miracles in their lives regarding war. One man would take on, you know, hundreds of men, and there would be there's different short stories about David's mighty men in the Bible, and tells you about the miracles that they saw. And you know, it's not hard to believe that people under David would see the same miracles that David is seeing because of that kind of sharing in the power of God that we can do one with another. So you can see, though, that trace that all the way back in all of these miracles. The word that God was speaking to him clearly when he was a shepherd is what prepared him for the next step automatically. And I think that's a really awesome thing that, you know, so if you're concerned about prosperity in the future, just accept the word of God today. The things God speaks to you today, prove that methodology now. Prove that and prosper right now. And by just hearing the word of God now, that actually is what prepares you automatically for the next step. By the time David became, you know, prepared enough to fight Goliath, he was not at a point where he was new to this. He had already proven that method, already trusted the Lord with this, already understood the word of God, and therefore he became more and more comfortable with that methodology as he went forward. And so don't worry about prosperity tomorrow or succeeding tomorrow. Just receive the word of God right now. One more example on this would be Joseph. Joseph, you also see something particular, kind of funny, a trend in every stage of his life, and that he was prospered, and specifically was prospered as stewarding another man's property. You see that even with his father, his father favored him. He was exalted with his father and in his family, and his father even would send him to look after his brothers. Right, looking after another man's property and favored. Right, second in command, you could say, with his father. And then same thing, he goes to Potiphar. What does he see? What are the miracles he sees with Potiphar? Stewarding another man's property and prospered in doing so. Right, being that authority and position and promotion, influence. Even though Joseph didn't have the top-tier position in any of those stages of his life, he had the top-tier influence, though. And then what? When he was put into jail, what do you see there? Same miracle happening again, where the jailer put him in charge of everything there. And he was entrusted with another man's property. And then all the way he became king. What do you see? Entrusted with another man's property and looking over and prospering Egypt. So I just want to show you that the word that God was clearly speaking to Joseph when he was still at home produced the power in him that would prepare him for all the rest of his life as it was. So the best thing you can do is not worry about prosperity tomorrow. Receive the word of God today. God will begin producing the results you need tomorrow in you today. And he'll produce those results in you now. And it's kind of like when people say hit the ground running. I just imagine the Lord holding you up. And you're kind of kicking your feet. And he's training you. And then all of a sudden, by the time you hit the ground, boom, you're already in that motion, prepared with that motion to where you now can make traction and go forward in those things God was already preparing you in before. So the best thing to do is just receive, what does God have to say to me today? What's he speaking to me today? And even if it doesn't seem relevant to you, even if it doesn't seem relevant, like, okay, taking care of sheep, how does that have anything to do with anything else? Or, Lord, you showing me these, you know, particular things out of your word and giving me these promises so I can partake of these miracles. You might not see the relevance, but then you realize, oh, you know what? The Lord knew what the rest of David's life was going to look like. So when God speaks something to you, that's why it's important to not just use the Bible like an encyclopedia and look at the topic you think is necessary. Hear what the Spirit's saying, because the Spirit is the Bible doesn't know where you're going to be tomorrow. God knows where you're going to be tomorrow. So hear what the Spirit's telling you. Go with that, what you're passionate about, what you're desiring to, you know, what to read in Scripture. And what just tastes good to you in your mind that, yeah, Lord, you know, that's so good that you're speaking that to me. Not just what you think is relevant to your situation, but what God sees as relevant to speak to you, because he's the one that knows the giant. He knows, you know, that you're going to be working for Saul. He knows that you're going to be king. He knows that you're going to be working for Potiphar. He knows the imprisonment, despite the fact that that wasn't God's will. He knows those things, and he knows, therefore, what to speak to you now to prosper you. So that your best preparation for tomorrow is just hear what God's speaking to you today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will actually take care of itself if you'll receive the word of God today. Because what he's speaking to you today isn't just good for today. Turns out what God speaks to you as a shepherd is good throughout your entire life, even until you're being king. And what God speaks to you when you are, you know, under your father and entrusted with his property ends up being good for when you're second in command to Pharaoh. It's good preparation. Everything God speaks to you is so relevant, and he speaks to you with an eye to prosper you now and to prosper you for the rest of your life. The word of God is so awesome. It's better than just living off of someone else's revelation. Get your own revelation of Jesus and hearing that. It doesn't mean take every bit of help you can get from other people, but let the Lord speak to you, because he knows the best things, the most important things to speak to you for the time. Right, just really, really important. That's the best preparation for tomorrow, is hearing the word of God today.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.